the habitat that we're losing within the lake. In summary, the Meadowbank project, the construction, the pre-construction activities are underway. We're hopeful to get a water license this coming summer to be able to start full construction. There is excellent potential to find more gold. We have had good results in that to date. From our previous discussions, we think we have excellent support for the project moving forward. The project is fully financed. It's not looking for money before it can start. It has that ready to go. Agnico Eagle intends to work with all of our stakeholders in this region to make this a success for everyone. And we'll continue to work to build the relationships with the local people, local communities, and with the Kivalliq Inuit Association, who are the landowners and who we have a responsibility to under the Inuit Impact Benefits Agreement. And we recognize that a key part of that is training of local personnel as a priority so that the jobs, as much as possible, stay here in the north. Thank you very much. I'm going to stop this presentation at this point and we'll open it to questions. Thank you. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you, Larry. You can come to this microphone and just press the button.
Well, they are going to be in operation for a number of years. Sometimes the water is very easy to contaminate.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My understanding was that the question was that while the mine's going to go on for a number of years, it's very easy. We understand that. That is why, through this water board process, we have put a number of methods and procedures in place to make sure that we monitor the water, to prevent that happening, with backup plans so that we can do our best to prevent any contamination occurring to the water, because we acknowledge that we need to protect the water. We need to keep our contamination within the site and not let it go off the site.
Thank you.
Is there any more comments or questions? Is there any more comments or questions from the community? I also want to comment. The lake at Meadowbank has a very good fish and very healthy fish. If you're going to dewater the lake, what will happen to the fish?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Very good question. We won't take all of the lake, so there'll still be some fish in the other portion of the lake, but the piece of the lake that we are going to impact, we have to remove those fish, and we will remove those fish prior to the dewatering activity so that those fish are captured and removed. Some of the fish, the smaller fish, will be transferred into the remaining part of the lake. The larger fish will be removed, and we are looking for community input as to how we can share that fish so that it's not just wasted, but it somehow provides some benefit so that we don't waste that fish. But there will be some loss of fish as a result of losing that lake. The reason we don't take all of the fish and move them over is that the lake that's left, nature is already has the right number of fish in that lake to what the lake will support. And if we put all of the fish now in half the same size of lake, those fish won't survive because they don't have sufficient food. And so we have to be careful not just to transfer them all and create other problems. We don't really cause any benefit. We would upset the balance in that lake.
Thank you.
Is there any more comments? If there's any other comments from the audience, there's a microphone available. I understand that you will be transferring the tailings. Where would the drainage be?
Go ahead, Larry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The tailings will go into that basin, and they're contained within the basin. The water that's collected within that basin will be sent back to the mill, and it's then used to mill new ore, and it goes back with the tailings. So it goes in a circle. And that water does not leave that site. It doesn't get released to the environment until the very end of the mine. Then at the end of the mine, we look at the water quality. We treat it if we have to. And then that water would be put in the bottom of the open pits. And slowly over a period of 8 years, we would, with the runoff coming into the pit, we would mix it with fresh water. And once the pits were full again, we would assess the quality of that water. And once everybody had agreed that that water quality was now adequate to allow it to reinterconnect, then we would take the dike, make a hole in the dike, so that that water now can mix. So the tailings drainage is really held within the site during the entire operating life of the mine.
Thank you. Commissioner Tapajali.
Any more comments? Yes, this will talk first, then the David will go next.
Hey, William Manangna, do you know?
My name is William Manangna.
I like the answer about the beginning of the tailings pond and the end of the tailings pond. What percentage is there from the gold deposit, and how long should the mining process for this particular reason? Thank you.
Thank you. Larry?
Thank you very much. That's a great question, and I think that it gives me an opportunity to introduce some of the other Agnico Eagle people here in the audience. And I'm going to ask Mr. Bergeron if he would answer that question. And the question, as I understand it, is what is the grade of the ore? What ore do we have? And how long will the life of the mine go and the gold production? Mr. Bergeron is the general manager for the Meadowbank mine, and so he will be... Sorry, Denny Gourde is the general manager. Mr. Bergeron is the regional manager.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
As of now, and this is something that will change over the years because we continue exploration, there is more than 29 million tons of ore that have been identified at the Meadowbank project. That ore, the rock containing the gold, will deliver approximately 3.5 million ounces of gold over the life of the mine. Every year, we will process at the mill a little bit more than 3 million tons, and most of that will be rejected because only the gold will be kept. Most of that will be rejected into the tailings pond area, where it will be frozen, where it will be recovered or or covered by a rock to protect it,